Welcome to Formation. Today we'll be speaking with someone called the Minister of Food. Join us. Welcome to Formation. My name is Shannon Moore. This is our podcast from University Christian Church in Fort Worth, Texas, where every week I sit down and just have a conversation with somebody about their faith and their spiritual formation. Today, I am so happy that we have with us the Reverend Alan Lutz, or is it Lutez?
It's been pronounced that way, but it's Lutez.
Thank you, Alan. It's good to have you here today. I do know how his name's pronounced. That was humor.
It was.
So, I know that you come to us from a United Methodist background. I'm just going to jump right into that.
Okay.
Were you raised in the Methodist Church?
I was. I was raised in the Methodist Church, baptized in the Methodist Church.
Here in Texas?
In Texas, in Mount Pleasant, Texas.
Where's that?
It's in East Texas.
Okay.
So just about an hour west of the Louisiana border. And it was Tennyson Memorial United Methodist Church. It was a mouthful.
Woo.
But that's the church that I grew up in. Actually, there was two in town, but that's the one that was part of my formation. That's where I went to Vacation Bible School. That's where I became super involved in youth and
big church.
It was the biggest church of a Methodist church in town. So there was the big one that was kind of downtown, if you will, for a small town. It was 15,000 people.
Okay.
And then there was the little country church, Methodist church as well.
Okay.
So I'd say for a town that size, it was about as big. First Methodist, First Baptist, all the firsts were the big ones. So
what stands out to you when you think about the faith of your childhood, your church going experience as a child? What's the thing that stands out to you the most about that time?
I think I would have to say probably the Sunday school teachers and VBS teachers. I think those are the ones. Like, I don't think I could name except maybe one of the pastors that ever served at that church.
Really?
And of course, Methodist church, there's, you know, fruit basket turnover pretty often.
Mm.
So we had, I think there were probably four or five during my growing up. So the worship was worship, of course, and it was traditional back then with the organ. The organist was actually my sixth grade English teacher. And so there was all
small town life.
Yeah, small town life. But I very much remember the Sunday school teachers, and in particular, Molly Means, who was the high school teacher. She was the volunteer Sunday school teacher, taught high school Sunday school. I mean, maybe they still be doing it for all. I mean, she was just one of those, you know, saints of the church.
Yeah.
And she came in every Sunday morning and had a lesson and just prepared all of that. We had probably in 4 years, we had three youth directors of my high school year. So
was that a paid position?
It was a paid position. The last 2 years was a college intern type situation. She's the one that I remember the most. And she was the one that got me to preach the Sunday sermon on Youth Sunday. So that was my senior year.
Did that give you the preaching bug, or did you already have
hindsight?
Okay.
In hindsight.
Say a little bit about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, looking back, because this is my fourth career, if you will, vocationally speaking. But if I look back over the, you know, starting in junior high and high school, and then all of the careers that I've had leading me to this point, they were all building blocks. They were all foundational to prepare me for where I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember that sermon. I don't remember what it was about specifically, but I do remember getting done. I mean, so nervous. And I was in theater. I mean, I was a theater kid in high school. I don't know why I was so nervous about this.
Yeah.
But I was just so nervous because I wanted to do a good job, and I feel like I did a great job. And I preached for what seemed to be like a good 20-minute sermon. And I sat down and looked at my watch. It'd been about 2.5 minutes.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
It was that short?
Super short. And I'd even made a joke about, you know, making sure everybody got out before the Cowboys kickoff at noon. I got them out way before the Cowboys kickoff.
And a lot of people were very happy about that.
They were very happy. Yeah. Never had anyone complain about a sermon that was too short.
That's right. Nobody does.
But that was, you know, every Sunday night, every Sunday morning, I was at that church. It was a second home.
Not Wednesday night.
Not the Baptist church. Yeah,
I was a Baptist. We had that extra night.
I was jealous of my wife. So that's when you go to the First Baptist, right? Because they had the gel. So
There
was a lot of cross. There was a crossover.
The Baptist, would you do that?
Yeah, I'd do some of that.
Okay.
Because I had a lot of friends that were Baptists.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Baptists had the gym, but the Methodists had the dances after the football games on Friday night.
Oh, yeah. Baptists can't dance.
Nope, but they came to our church and did.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to do it at our church.
Right.
But we'll do it at yours.
That was every Friday night after the football game, a dance was in my church.
And was that a school function or
community function, I guess.
Okay.
They didn't host it at the gym, but they always just did it.
Small town, it was sort of like everything blended together, the churches and the schools and that sort of thing. That makes sense.
That's just what they did.
Were most of your friends church friends, or did all of that blend together too, like your school friends or your church friends?
So the two friends that stayed are still friends today. One of them was my college roommate. They were both from church. So they were the ones that I still am in contact with. But I was also super involved in Boy Scouts.
Okay.
And so I had a lot of friends that were part of the Boy Scouts that went to other churches or didn't go to church at all.
Mm-hmm.
But really the ones that I grew up at that church, that we did all of the, you know, when we graduated, all of the things that we did, buddy Blake, my friend Blake was the one that preached the sermon the junior year of high school. And we're still close.
Is he a minister?
He is not.
Okay.
He sells bonds. So actually out of my high school graduating class, there are four of us that are preachers, ministers.
How big was your class?
260.
Okay.
And we've got two Southern Baptists, one non-denominational, and me.
And so, what are you?
I'm a Christian.
So, to go back to this, so you had a friend who you knew in high school or in childhood. Then you were college roommates
all
time?
All 4 years.
And you're still friends?
Still friends.
That's a solid friendship.
It is a solid friendship. Yeah. He's the best man in my wedding. So, yeah, it's just, yeah, that's one that you stick with. And we met at church.
Okay. So, you graduate, where do you go to school?
Go to TCU.
Okay.
Yep.
So, you're a Horned Frog.
I go to TCU. Both my parents went to TCU, so that was just what I wanted to do. My dad is a retired dentist, so I was certain that I was going to be able to go pre-med. So, I was a smart kid in high school, entered the honors program, pre-med. 1 week of honors pre-med biology, and I realized I just wanted to play a doctor on TV.
You did have that theater background.
Yeah, so, and I switched. Other thing that's, I switched to theater for a year until my father convinced me that wasn't the best possible degree.
Maybe a little overcorrection from...
A little overcorrection.
Yeah.
So I ended up going radio, TV, film. At the time... The Schiffer School of Journalism, broadcast journalism, hadn't really taken foot yet. So there was a performance portion of a radio, TV, film degree.
Okay.
So I was a radio DJ, did a lot of the news type stuff. And
at KTCU?
At KTCU. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the afternoon drive slot, 2 to 5 on Fridays.
What did you play?
Oh, it was just all over the place. It was just
your choice?
Mix, my choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that would be fun.
Yeah, we were part... When I was at TCU, we were part of a complete switchover to a college radio station that actually had a format, whereas most college radio stations are kind of like, this hour we're going to listen to reggae, and then the next hour somebody else is going to come in and play country, and then after that it's big band. But we went straight format. So daytime hours was adult outreach rock and that kind of thing, and then nighttime it switched to alternative.
Okay.
And that was a complete switch in the way we did things. But it prepared me for the next gig, which was, you know, working in television. So,
all right. Well, we're going to take a short break.
Yes.
And when we come back, I want to hear about that television experience. So we will be right back. The members of University Christian Church have a message for you. You are valuable, worthy of love, and already part of what God is doing in the world. We invite you to join us Sunday mornings for worship. Traditional worship in our sanctuary at 9 and 11. Simple worship in the chapel at 9:30, or visit our 10:10 service in Walker Hall. We are a church of open-minded people who value curiosity and recognize we don't have all the answers. We strive to be open and honest about where we are on our faith journey. We practice compassion and generosity. All are welcome at University Christian Church, where you can experience Christ's courageous love for yourself and learn to carry that love with you wherever you go. Discover more about our programs and upcoming events at universitychristian.org, and stay connected by following us on social media. Well, we are back with our conversation with Reverend Alan Lutz. So, Alan, you said something right before the break that I don't think I knew, or I forgot, that you had a career in television.
I did.
So tell us about that.
So after graduating, I got this radio, TV, film degree. I decided that I was going to be the next Dan Rather, right? Journalist.
Like an investigative journalist?
Didn't know yet, right? Okay. Just knew I wanted to be on TV. Okay. So I did that. And I, of course, sent all the I interned at Channel 11 here in Fort Worth when I was in school. So I got a first job up at Channel 12, which is the CBS affiliate in the sprawling town of Sherman, Texas. Mm. I think it was market 169 out of like 200 in Texas. And it was a great job. It was a good formation. And after about less than a year there, a job opening came up in East Texas. So back closer to home, I was in Longview and I became the bureau chief for the ABC affiliate there.
Okay.
And did that for a couple of years and, you know, much longer conversation, but there was a lot of aspects of that job that were just not sustainable emotionally, spiritually. It was tough. It was a tough job.
Were you married at this point?
Engaged.
Okay.
And so we were about 6 months away, and my wife also lived in Longview. She worked for the hospital, and about 6 months away from our wedding, I quit, submitted my resignation. It was just too much on me. And it turned out to be a great thing.
Was it just the number of hours, or were there expectations?
It was the number of hours. Like we, and this is not an exaggeration, we never sat down in a restaurant in almost 4 years without having to ask for a to-go box because my pager would go off. Mm. You're one of only two reporters covering an entire town like that. There's just a lot. Mm-hmm. And then the heartbreaking nature of the stories that we were covering, of all of this human loss and just tragedy, because that's what sells.
Right.
Right. You can't sell the good news. And instead of what I wanted to do, which would stay with those that were experiencing this trauma or this loss and just be with them, mm-hmm. I had to get out with the soundbite and rush back to the station to put the story together.
So you had a heart to help them.
Yes.
But no, it was sort of like, tell me what happened.
Yeah.
But goodbye.
And then move on.
Right.
And it was just too much.
All right. So we've got the sermon at Youth Sunday.
Yes.
We've got your radio, film, TV degree and this experience at the television station.
Correct.
Right. All of this is building up to where you are. So you leave that job. You get married.
Yep.
Then what happened?
And then I found a job at TCU. So I worked in the admissions office for 3.5, 4 years.
Okay.
3.5, 4 years at my young adult life was typically the expiration date for any career that I had. and that was formational because it allowed me to have a relational job for the first time. Where as I went out and traveled to these high schools and talked to these students, you really got to hear their stories and what their dreams were and what their aspirations were. And then when they came to campus, you kind of got to be a parental figure for them as they were, you know, finding out what it was like to be a young adult on their own, what kind of leader they wanted to become, mm-hmm. and in all of that. So that was really good to watch this class of kids that we recruited go all the way through their senior year and just kind of see the adults that they became. And to be a part of that and to have those conversations and those relationships that hadn't really existed.
Right. Not have to leave.
Yeah. You can stay with them.
Yeah.
And be with them when they fail a test or whatever it happens mm-hmm. to be. And in the midst,
that's really interesting because I don't know many people who keep a relationship with their admissions person. Maybe
And again, I didn't necessarily recruit all of these kids, but I was in charge of the program. Of the current students that were, they were called ambassadors. So they were the tour guides. They were the ones that helped organize the new freshman activities and all of that. And so while I may not have actually recruited them from their high schools, they became part of my team.
Right.
As we were
that makes sense.
On that moving forward. Okay. So I learned how to work. I learned how to walk backwards while giving tours.
I'm so impressed.
So
because that sidewalk is not always smooth at TCU.
You know where the bumps are.
Yeah,
you remember,
I fell down walking forward.
Oh,
so Okay, so you did that for a few years?
And then in the midst of all of that, there was this culinary bug that kept scratching at me or itching at me that I hadn't scratched.
I keep hearing about, but I haven't had any food prepared. Anyway.
Stay tuned.
So how did you train for that?
So while I was working at TCU, I enrolled at Fort Worth Culinary School and went on nights and weekends while working there. And then did an externship, which is what they call in the culinary field, with John Bunnell at Bunnell's Restaurant.
Nice.
He was and is my culinary mentor.
That's a good mentor.
It's a very good mentor. Because not only is he the best chef in Fort Worth, but he's got a heart the size of Texas. Mm. And the things that he does to help and to do and to give back in this community is great. And so I became a personal chef, which meant that I went into people's homes and cooked their meals for the week. That's when my mother-in-law started calling me the minister of food.
Mm.
Something that was just kind of was like, what do you mean by that? She's like, well, you're providing these families an opportunity to be with each other and eat a meal that would otherwise they may not have done. It may have been drive-throughs and takeout and those kind of things. And you're giving them that sense of normalcy that we used to have.
Mm.
I don't remember ever. I mean, maybe I'm sure it happened, but I always remember sitting down for dinner with my family.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, it was just a thing you just did.
My dad insisted.
Yeah, you just did. And that worked, and I got so big that I needed a commercial kitchen, so I ended up buying a restaurant and running it for, golly, 7-8 years in downtown Fort Worth. And it was a breakfast and lunch spot Monday through Friday in an office building. So those hours I could get behind.
Right.
Right? The fine dining of 6 days a week, I had two little kids at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when it was during the culinary part that, and there was an absence in my church life, a big gap, pretty much from college graduation to marriage.
Okay.
Where I didn't go away from my faith, but I went away from organized church.
Right. Just because you were so busy.
Busy. You know, we tried it in Sherman. We tried it in Longview. It kind of faded into not a priority anymore. And then after we got married and decided we were going to start a family, as most that does, it's like, well, we both grew up in the church. It's like, we've got to get back.
Did your wife grow up Methodist?
No, she grew up non-denominational, okay. Pentecostal, kind of that kind of background.
Yeah.
Her father owned a Christian radio station in Colorado. But she grew up as faith being a big part of her life. And so that's when we began to get back into church. And because of my deep Methodist roots, we chose a Methodist church to become a part of. And as a part of that church, as an active member of that church, that's when the actual call to ministry, all those building blocks finally came into this final thing where God, as a friend of mine that was at that church at the time, said, finally thumped me on the head and said, have you not been paying attention? You know, I've given you all of these signs. And so while I had the restaurant, I enrolled at Bright and did the best of balancing the restaurant, the catering business, two kids at home and seminary.
I'm tired just thinking about it.
But anyway, I got through as quickly as I possibly could, enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I got ordained, I got appointed, which is what happens in the Methodist Church, to the same church that we had been members of.
Mm.
And so I'd already had that background.
Were there challenges with that, going from member to
yes.
minister?
As a matter of fact, there was a big challenge because I had been the chef at church, right? So I was the only professional that had done it. And so like when it came to big events and big meals and all of those types of things, I was the go-to person. And not to mention our current friend group, it started all at that church. We were all part of the same Sunday school class. We all had our first children together. You know, most of us are having kids graduate this year. And so it was a hard switch to make.
Right. Now suddenly you're their minister.
And now suddenly I'm their minister. And one thing that was suggested to me by my small group mentor leader at Bright was you should, and I didn't do this. In hindsight, maybe I should have. It's like, you should physically get up into the pulpit wearing a chef's coat, take it off and put on a stole.
Ooh.
And I thought that would have been powerful.
Yeah, it would have been.
I mean, it would have been a really good transition. And so I kind of, you know, I kind of wish I had. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that was it was an interesting transition, but it was a good one. It worked well mm-hmm. Because I already had these relationships that were built.
Probably some positives to that too.
Very positive. Yeah, a lot
because
of positives.
You already knew all the. You didn't have to learn all the names and
exactly
the all the players and
right.
and all that. And you started, is that the church where you started the food ministry?
Yes.
So you actually were the minister of food.
I was the minister of food. Yeah, it comes all full circle.
Yeah.
So yeah, we started this food truck, and that was what having the history in the background did help a little bit because mm-hmm. people already knew where my passions lie. People already knew. And so it was an easier sell because that was a big money item. You know, that was a big investment from that church to purchase an entire vehicle and all of the equipment that came with it. But we just had this idea that, you know, yes, there are people who are hungry in Fort Worth and we could go serve at soup kitchens. That's fine. But what if we were able to take the church to them? Mm-hmm. And I remember because we would go down to Lancaster as one of the many things that we do. And they still do, by the way, the church, that food truck ministry is still going. And we would go down to the Morris Center, which is part of the PNS. And it's where women and their children live. Mm-hmm. As they are transitioning from homelessness into permanent housing. And I remember the first week it was, you know, we went and the second week it was like, oh, the food truck's here. The third week, oh, the food truck's here. Fourth week, oh, the food truck's here. Fifth week, oh, the church is here. And I remember that switch because multiple women and children said it.
Mm.
And it was that switch from, oh, it's not the food isn't here. It's that church is here. And the church was the people. We had the same volunteers going back every time. And we had the same people that were making these relationships and hearing these stories and doing all that. And that was just a mm-hmm. just what a powerful thing to hear and witness.
Well, that is a powerful story. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
And now you've been here at University Christian Church for
5-6
Yeah.
I don't know.
Has it been 6 months? I don't know.
Seems
it feels like you've
life.
Been here. I know. You just, I always say that you were like a little puzzle piece and you just popped in and seems like you've been here forever and doing such a great job as our outreach minister and can't wait to see what the minister of food and and outreach continues to do and the ways that you help our church serve this community. And we're about out of time already. And so I'm just very glad that you are here, and I'm glad that you came and did this.
My pleasure.
And thanks for sharing your story with us.
Of course, no.
And if you would like to share your story here on Formation, send me an email, formation@uccftw.com. Have a great week.